Okay, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're going to continue to highlight our jazz artist of the week, and that's composer, arranger, conductor Manny Album. And we're going to kick off with another track from his album, Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 1. And this is a little thing called Blues from Neither Coast, composed and arranged, of course, by our highlight artist, Manny Album. And this is the all-star aggregation that, let's see who we got in this particular track. Oh, we have people back like Art Farmer on trumpet, Bookmeyer on valve trombone, Phil Woods on alto sax, Zeus Sims and Al Cohn on tenor sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. These people are all leaders in their own right, and they volunteered to be sidemen on this lovely little CD. And this is called Blues from Neither Coast. We'll be right back. right. That was a neat little swinger written and arranged by our highlight artist of the week, Manny Albin, called Blues from Neither Coast. Some great solo work there. Art Farmer on trumpet, Bob Bookmeyer valve trombone, Al Cohn tenor sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Gene Quill on alto sax. Really an all-star aggregation. Okay, now we're going to turn to the Great American Songbook as contributed by Sammy Kahn. He wrote great tunes all through the years. You know, I'll Walk Alone, Teach Me Tonight, All the Way. There was a big one with Sinatra. He wrote countless tunes, and this is a nice little thing he did called Wonder Why, and it's played by the Milt Jackson Quartet. With Horace Silver, of course, Milt Jackson on vibes, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay from drums. Jackson, Heath, and Kay were all members of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Let's listen to Sammy Kahn's composition, Wonder Why.
Thank you.
delightful little tune written by one of our great composers of the modern standard songbook in America, and that's Wonder Why, written by Sammy Kahn. Tasteful Vibes there were by Milt Jackson, and Horace Silver was there on piano. Now we're going to go back to our salute to Manny Album, composer, arranger, conductor, and back to his album Jazz New York, the Manny Album and his jazz greats. And this particular track was written by and composed by and arranged by Manny Album, called Hebe, the Cups Please. For those of you who are not hip to Greek mythology, apparently Hebe was the goddess of youth and the bearer of cups to the gods of Olympus. It's a little esoteric for me, but it's a swinging tune. And so we have solos by Ernie Royal on trumpet and Bob Rookmeyer on valve trombone. So let's listen to Hebe, the Cups Please. Thank you. item called Heave the Cup Please from Manny Album's album. Manny Album and his Jazz Greats, Jazz New York. And some nice valve trombone work there by Bob Brookmeyer. And now we're going to turn to, we're going to get a little into a little organ groove. We're going to put the pot on here and get a little funky with our man Richard Groove Holmes on organ, doing Horace Silver's great composition, Song for My Father. Richard Groove Holmes is backed up by Gene Edwards on guitar, Jimmy Heath Smith on drums. This is from a Prestige album that Groove Holmes cut called Soul Message. Thank you. Richard Groove Holmes on organ doing his rendition of Horace Silver's composition, Song for My Father. And in fact, ably assisted there by Gene Edwards on guitar and Jimmy Smith on drums. That's not Jimmy Smith, the organ player. That's Jimmy Smith, the drummer, from Prestige album Soul Message. Now we're back again to our highlight artist of the week, composer, arranger, conductor, Manny Album. And this is from his Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 2. And the personnel is shown on this CD 2, number 6, is people like Nick Travis on trumpet, Frank Mihak on trombone, Gene Quill on alto sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax. When he cut these studio albums, he surrounded himself with the finest, the cream of the crop of the jazz artists on the New York scene at that time. Let's listen to Manny Album's little swinger called A Little Eye Opener. You saw that was live, very live. It was live at New York City, live concert in New York City at the Town Hall. And there's too many solos on there to highlight all of them, but we did hear Jerome Richardson on flute, Gene Quill on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax. Okay, now we're going to turn to the great Dizzy Gillespie and the great Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra. He put together a really swinging aggregation, and this it included Lee Morgan on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Billy Mitchell and Benny Golson on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano. I tell you, this is a Ernie Wilkins arrangement. It's a title track written by Dizzy Gillespie from his album Burke's Works. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie's great orchestra that included many, many great soloists, including people like Lee Morgan and Benny Golson. But that was Dizzy Gillespie going all the way through, and a solo work there on his own composition, Burke's Works, from an album of the same name. All right, we're going to go back now to our artist of the week, and that's Manny Album. And this is another track from his album Jazz New York, Manny Album and his Jazz Greats. And this is a little thing called The Nether Regions. It includes people playing at the bottom of their horns, including Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Brookmeyer on trombone, Cones and Sims on tenors. Let's listen to Manny Album's composition and arrangement of The Nether Regions.
Thank you.
Was Manny Album and his composition and arrangement of The Nether Regions. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream jazz sounds, and you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night about 8:05 for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show tonight with something by alto sax man Lou Donaldson. We're going to do a little soul jazz to close it out, a little thing called Funky Mama, written by organist Big John Patton from Lou Donaldson's album Natural Soul. Thank you.
Thank you.